views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kellyanne Wadler. If you're new to Shine On Radio, I can't wait to introduce you all about it. This show is all about celebrating what makes you, you, and I bring on amazing, empowering individuals to share their journeys with us and see how they maybe went from their dark and found their light, their shine. So my company is dedicated to doing just that, and this radio station is just doing that as well. Today, I'm having a real surreal moment. We are live from New Orleans for my bachelorette party of all things. I'm getting married in March, which I shared a couple episodes before, and I'm at this very coming of age party with my tribe of soul sisters as I transition to this new identity as a wife. And to be transparent and frank with everybody, I have to say I'm 28 years old. I'm very independent. I would like to say pretty driven and empowered woman, thanks to all the women that came before me and an awesome upbringing. And I have this incredible, incredible twin flame soul partner that I found. But to be frank, I'd say that this engagement year was a transition, an emotional one of a lot of finding my identity and self-development. And so we're going to dive into that among so many things today with an incredible special guest. Like, I'm so beyond humbled to introduce you to this woman. She happens to be my best friend in the entire world. We're more than best friends. I don't know if you guys have one of those friendships in your life where it feels deeper. It's like a sister, but not by blood, right? So we call each other our soul sister twinny thing. And she's one, married, so she's a newlywed. She just made this transition. But she also has such an amazing life story that we're going to dive into. She's a very spiritual woman. She's a yogi. And she's found her way to keep her yogi nature and her spirituality through now as a corporate woman in the corporate world. And she talks about how it's not just being a woman that, you know, has enabled her to climb, or that's what her power comes from. It's about certain qualities that she's going to go into about what makes you succeed in the world of the corporate world or following your dreams in general. So without further ado, here is the most bright, sunny, shine gal in the world, my best friend, Miss Alyssa Coons. Welcome, Alyssa.
Hi, Kelly. That was the most amazing introduction ever. I'm just like sitting here with the biggest smile on my face, like, wow. And I'm really lucky to be here. And thank you so much for actually picking me to be on your show.
Of course. What better time? So, you know, I want to start before we get into maybe some marriage talk and some bachelorette talk. I want to ask you, I start my show the same way with every guest. I want to know what experience in your life or what challenge in your life taught you to shine or taught you to follow your light?
I wouldn't say it's like, you know, like there was one like specific challenge, but it's something that follows me all the time. I'm just so hard on myself, and I'm someone who wants to be a people pleaser, and you know, that takes a big toll on me and tries to get me down a lot. You know, it's a challenge like every day, trying not to spread myself too thin, and then finding my shine by being able to, you know, overcome that and find a balance, and just having a bunch of little wins that happen all the time. I think, you know, that's what keeps me going and, you know, makes me feel like at the end of the day, I can come out on top that way.
Yeah. Celebrating the little wins. We talk about this a lot on this show that, and everyone seems to answer that question in a very similar way, that it's not necessarily one specific thing that led them to coming out of their challenging time or their life. It was one step at a time. And, you know, that brings up, I forgot to mention, we're all celebrating in this nation, Martin Luther King Jr. And one of my favorite quotes that I keep in my heart all the time is, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Again, that's faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. So very similar to what you said, that, you know, it's like, I don't know exactly where my life was going to take me, especially when maybe you weren't at your most shiny self, but you took one step at a time. So what would you say were some of the first steps you took in kind of finding your own healthy rhythm for yourself and getting yourself the job that you now love and are so powerful at?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you say like a healthy rhythm because, you know, the job that I had before my job now, I work for, like Kelly said, a corporate company, and I do outside sales. And before that, I was in the restaurant industry and I loved it, but, you know, I was working crazy hours. I was sleeping when everyone was awake. And it was just getting a little too crazy for me. So I said, okay, you have to evaluate and like figure out what's going to make me happy. And, you know, I started to finally figure out, you know, I guess that I needed a change. And so that's when I finally, like, you know, I asked a friend actually to help me out because finding a job is really, really hard. Especially when you've never been in the corporate world, but you want that 9-to-5 life. And you know, I felt deserving of it. I felt ready. I'm ready to go. So I feel like because I wanted it so, so bad, like I'm a very determined, competitive person. I basically just like didn't stop until I made it fit. And it's something I work at every single day.
Yeah. You mentioned in your bio, and everyone should check her bio out. It's up on the site where you can see our show today. You know, you describe some qualities that you think are essential when it comes to just being man or woman in the workforce, and you feel that these qualities are what carries you. So can you go into those?
Yeah. I mean, like when you're talking about, you know, determination, drive, honesty, like there's so many things that I identify myself with. And you know, when you're talking about being a person in the workplace, whether it is a man or a woman, you have to stick to what's important to you. So I believe it's really important that when you're working with other people, that people understand what you're about and that they know that what they're going to get from you. And I think that in my job and in my everyday life, you know, people know that I'm someone that is competitive and is not going to stop, whether that means I'm going to bat for them or for myself. You know, I'm a very honest person. I'm trustworthy. And I think that no matter who you interact with, like you can't back down from those things. And I think it's really important to be consistent and, you know, no matter who that you're working with, whether it's someone who seems to be like super, super important or, you know, someone that you pass by one time and you may never see again, they need to get the best you that they can. And I really, really believe in that.
Yeah. Which isn't easy to show up at that level every day. You know, that is work in itself. So, you know, when we get back soon, we're going to kind of dive into that. Lissy brought up a lot that, you know, maybe we are in maybe some challenging times where it isn't easy necessarily to find that job or get the job that you want. And Lissy's going to give us some of her own sound tips of getting into the door and how she keeps up that drive and determination every day and shows up every day and what her tips are for that. But first, let's talk about how we can get all connected. So if you're new to me or starting to build my tribe of listeners, I know we're new. We just started in January. So I'm so grateful for all your who are listening and hopefully returners. You know, I love talking and I love connecting. So you can reach me at shineonwithkelly.com. I spell Kelly with a Y, K-E-L-L-Y, shineonwithkelly.com. Feel free to email me anytime at kelly@shineonwithkelly.com. My Facebook is Shine On Wellness, and on Instagram and Twitter, I'm @theshineongirl. And again, chat away. Alyssa, can you tell us how we can reach you, anyone who has questions or who wants to contact you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can find me on Facebook. My name is Alyssa Coons, and, you know, feel free to message me. I'd love to hear from anybody out there who would like to talk to me. So,
fantastic. So, yeah, head to Facebook. All right. So when we get back, we're talking how we get into the corporate world, how we keep up that drive, and then plus some fun marriage stuff while I'm on my bachelorette in New Orleans. I will see you back in a flash.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com today.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ. Ooh, and it's all right, and it's coming home. We gotta get right back to where we started from. Love is good, love can be strong.
Oh, I'm loving that happy tune. Listen, we're in live from New Orleans, Shine On Radio, and I'm loving the live music here. If you've never been here, I've never been here in my life. I'm here for my bachelorette. As I said, if you're tuning in now, that's where I'm at. And what a town. What a free, shining spirit town. And what a town that, I mean, I don't know too much about it in terms of how challenging I'm sure the process was to come back after Katrina. But I will tell you, this town is alive. So many free spirits, and we're having the time of our life. Is there anything better than live jazz? Oh, my goodness. And we're getting our film. So thanks for that nice tune lead in. So we're here with my soul sister and very powerful woman in New York City. Her name is Alyssa Litwin Coons. Her maiden name is Litwin. She's a married woman, too, which is we're going to get into that soon about the transition and becoming a wife. But before that, so Alyssa comes from the arts background, and she found her soul after being an actor and a dancer in the yoga world. And she somehow found and took that drive in the opposite world that you'd think for an artist, the corporate world. And the one thing she's nailed, just besides the fact that she's great at her job, is showing up every day. And I think that's a discipline we learn. I come from the performing arts world as well. I think that's a discipline we learn as actors and artists, that, you know, you got to show up. You got to put your best face forward. However, that can be exhausting. So, Alyssa, can you tell us how you keep that up every day, what your outlets are? Because, you know, we're not perfect.
Yeah. So anybody that knows me knows that I'm a very extreme person. So, you know, like you mentioned, obviously, like, I'm a yogi. I love yoga. And there used to be times where I used to think, okay, I have to go to class 4 times a week. And if I don't, then I'm not a yogi. And, you know, try to figure out how to make that like 8 p.m. class. And it's just crazy. I'm finding now that you can still be a yogi. You can still have your things. And my outlets are all different. And this is something new. I just have to do something for myself every single day or at night. And it's literally something that's come into my life, I would say, in the past couple of weeks, like since getting married. You know, some nights I'll go to yoga. Some nights the thing doing for myself is like locking myself in the bedroom and like watching 3 TV shows in a row. getting my nails done, like cleaning my dresser. Like it doesn't mean that you have to have like this consistent routine where you do something every day and you feel like you have to show up, and that's your outlet. It's literally just doing something for me every single day. And even if that's doing nothing, just making sure I have time to do it.
Yeah. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, and who's ever's listening, maybe I'm bringing up a gender thing, but I mean, I clearly am, but I find that women, do sometimes forget to do exactly what you just said, which is do something for yourself every day. And that will keep the battery going. So, you know, I think that's a great reminder that, you know, we can be a mom or we can be a wife and we can, you know, have the full-time job or whatever, but it's still okay. There's always time to do something for yourself. I love what you just said there. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, speaking of wife, all right, so you're a newlywed. Fill us in. How has been your first year or half a year, really, of married life as a 28-year-old independent gal?
You know, so it's really funny. So when it comes to your birthday and everyone's like, do you feel you're older? You really don't. There is something about being married, actually being husband and wife, that really does feel different. And I take, you know, it might sound silly, but I take a lot of pride, like, in saying, you know, that this is my husband, like, I'm a wife. But it also came with, you know, of course, just my nature, like, trying to be the best. And I think I put, like, a lot of pressure on myself. So as amazing as it is, I'm trying to find, like, this balance because, you know, I work a full-time job and then I come home and I still want to be, even though in this day and age, and hope I don't set women back 10 years, but I love, you know, I love making our apartment clean. I love like making us dinner. I love making sure that like we have like, you know, everything together. Like I love doing all of those, you know, quote unquote, like stereotypical wife things. And sometimes though I try to be so good at it, like being a good wife, that, you know, it gets you to a point where you just have to, you have to ask for help. So I'm sitting there all day, like trying to be like perfect at my job and do really well and hit all my goals. And then I come home and I try to be perfect wife. And it gets to like the point then, like, I'm sure everybody can you know, experience in the relationship, where you do see like the husband that's sitting on the couch chilling, and you freak out. And I'm learning you have to ask for help. You guys have to understand that, you know, you can't do it all, and it doesn't mean I'm not a good wife or he's not a good husband. It's just you have to talk because they're there to help you. But if you don't ask, you know, that you have to keep communication open.
Oh, that is so good. And yeah. That brings up a great point because, listen, I don't think it's sending anything back. I think we're in a interesting time in women history in terms of, let's say, in a heterosexual relationship, just because you and I both are in one. So we bring up gender roles here. So, you know, it's okay to, you know, be as powerful as we are allowed to be now and climb the ladder and still want to honor your husband or still want to do some of those 50s things if that's what feels good to you. I don't think it's sending anything back. But the point being about asking for help, I think that is so essential. And sometimes it's not in a lot of people's vocabularies, men or women, but I'm surrounded by a lot of women and my company is so primarily based in women. I find that a very consistent theme. And that brings up this point, though, that I love that you said. You know, let's say they're coming, you come home, long day, they're on the couch, okay? But, and we go through that inner turmoil in our brain, right? Where it's like, I can't believe he's sitting on the couch and he doesn't care and I'm tired, but we're not communicating that. So how would you, and obviously we don't want to spew out in that way. So how would you, what would you recommend is healthy sorts of communication and asking for help? What does that conversation look like?
Honestly, it has to be the most black and white thing. You have to just say what you mean. Because I'm somebody, you know, you have a fight about something. It could be about the dishes, but it's obviously not about the dishes. You're building all of this stuff up. And he's there. Like, I married an amazing man. He will help. He doesn't like to see me stressed. But sometimes he really just doesn't get it. And, you know, that maybe that's in the gender role things. Like, you know, he doesn't pick up on it. But passive aggressively trying to ask for help or waiting until, oh, the dishes are so stacked and playing all these games, you really can't. You have to say, I'm about to freak out. I can't handle any more stuff. Like, you need to do this. And set the proper expectation too, because you need to do this. Does that mean I need it done right now? Does it mean, okay, well, I'll do that on Saturday? It's just talk about what needs to happen. And once you have that expectation, then that's when you could figure out if that person's letting you down or not. Because you have to have a specific thing and, you know, make sure also that they can feel like they can come to you. Because the worst thing then is you're having like all these feelings. They probably see it a completely different way. And, you know, it's really eye-opening a lot of the times where I'm like, wow, like I had all of these crazy thoughts in my head and you weren't doing anything like to hurt me. You're just, you didn't see what I was thinking or feeling.
Point being, they aren't mind readers. and that I think this is so important, especially for, I mean, any woman who's about to get married in whatever relationship that you're in, but to not assume that anybody knows what you're thinking and how you articulate that then. So usually we're getting upset. It's not necessarily anything that they're doing or even what they're not doing. It's something that's sparking something very passionate within us. Now, I find that the best way to handle these conversations is first, like, filter it in through me and out. Point being, hey, so my partner's name is Adam. So Adam, you know, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, this is really upsetting me because, you know, listen, I'm very sensitive. So I need my environment clean or else I feel like I'm going to take it out on you or something. So putting it through yourself first, because let's be serious, it usually is an us issue more than it is a them issue. It's something that's sparking with us. Brené Brown, who is a goddess, and you may want to think about reading all of her stuff. She uses this tool, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing it. She says, you know, the story I'm telling myself is, so it could be, you know, the story I'm telling myself is, Adam, that like, you don't maybe care that the place is clean and it really affects me. And I don't even know if that story is true. And then that he could be like, oh, Kelly, I didn't even realize. You know, it just is a gentler way of asking for help or communicating. So thanks for bringing that up. So much more of this to come. Whoever out there listening to this amazing, amazing guest, Alyssa. I keep calling you your maiden name.
Alyssa. I know. It's new.
When we get back, we're going to talk about something very important to me. And that is, you know, having this tribe of sisters and, you know, what this transition means and what really showering a bride should look like. And my best friends here did something for me yesterday that was so incredible, and I can't wait to talk about it with you. So when we get back, more of that and more with Alyssa. Can't wait to see you in a second.
How to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
My queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my
welcome back to Shine on Radio. I am your host, Kelly Wadler. Thank you so much for tuning in on this amazing network. I love Transformation Talk Radio. So grateful to be here. So if you're just tuning in, or if you're here, I'm going to remind you again, I am currently live from New Orleans on my bachelorette party. Wow, right? And we've been having so much fun, as you can only imagine, a group of, you know, fun gals dancing to jazz and enjoying the food and maybe a cocktail here or there and having a great time. So I started the show saying that for me, as a very sensitive person and very independent and driven, that though I have found the person that I want to be with forever, the transition of becoming girlfriend to fiance, I don't even associate with that word well, just because it doesn't feel authentic to me, to wife has been an up and down in terms of emotions, in terms of what exactly does that mean to be a wife, in terms of, you know, what my identity is, and does it change? And there's a lot to it, and I don't think it's talked about enough. So I got a big idea brewing, so stick with me, because something big is coming on the terms of the preparation of the bride, and has nothing to do with flowers and cake tasting. It's going to go a step deeper. So we're going to dive into that in our next segment with my best friend here, Alyssa, and talk about, one, is this transformation. So we're at the Bachelorette. You got a group of women. Yesterday, which was a pretty much surprise to everyone, one of our best friends, Nadia, she did this sage candle ceremony that pretty much resembled the past, the present, the future. And everyone went around and gave sound recommendations or just sound advice about what this transition means to them and what it means for me. And it was so beautiful. So I'm really appreciative about that. And I think that every bachelorette party or, you know, celebration of a woman should have some sort of component of this transition or this spiritual way to transform you into a wife or a bride. So Alyssa, you being married, what would you say for women that are engaged or in the transition between that, you know, maybe they should put on their to-do list that has nothing to do with the wedding day itself, more a step deeper? What would be your recommendation?
I think, well, the first thing is just to slow down with everything. And when you're really busy and like you were saying with the flowers and this and that, it's, you're going, and it's for this day that you want to be so perfect, and it only happens once. And you know, it's over before you know it. But I think that like actually realizing like what's going on with you, like take a minute to realize like what your family once was and always is, which was like your mom, your dad, your sister. It's like you're becoming someone else's family, like you're a husband and wife, and you're like Rory is my family now. And it's so much more than just like getting the ring and doing all of these things. It's, you're really committing to something and to someone. And it's amazing. Like you're giving a piece of yourself, but I think it's really fun. Like similar to the, like the ceremony that we did yesterday with the candles, it's just like, realize like, you know, where you are in your life now, like, you know, who were you? Like, you know, who was that like little girl that you're kind of transitioning out of, and just really absorbing it all, and not just the wedding planning, but like who you are, like before you actually get married. Like I think it's just so important, you know, to ask yourself those questions and take your time.
Yeah, I love that. And this is what I'm finding now is, and this is, I think, relative for whether you're in your process of becoming, getting married or just everything in life, these big things happen so fast. And I realized when I've been now talking about this transition and very transparent about it, because I really want to create something for the conscious, sensitive bride, and it's coming, so stay tuned. But I found that, you know, let's put feeling and slowing down number one on our checklist. You know, it's up there as well. But slowing down, Lissa, you tell me, I have noticed already that from the things that have already led up to the wedding, like the bachelorette party, the bridal shower, just even the milestones with him, you know, the engagement photos and all those things that are part of this process, you know, they come and go in an instant. You know, it's hard to swallow because it comes so quickly. So, you know, what for your wedding day, let's say, what would you say, because I know it went fast, how can you let it all sink in to its the most in order to get the most of the experience, I guess I'm asking?
Yeah. I mean, before I go into that answer, one other thing that I literally just thought of about the whole process, and we're really lucky girls, you know, that we have this amazing group of friends that we both got to have the bridal shower and the bachelorette with, and we have amazing families, and we both have the best sister maid of honors. But letting yourself understand that you deserve to be showered with so much love all the time. And for me, it was so hard to be the center of attention and, you know, to have people surprise me with things and give me a present and be the center of attention. It was like really hard for me to understand, like, this is for me, like, this is crazy. This costs so much. This took so much of this person's time, and you are a bride one time. So when people want to do stuff for you, like, just, you have to take it all in, and it's hard. It's really, really, really hard, but you deserve it. Like, if people love you, let them love you. So I'll say that. But that was really hard for me to do for some reason. I'm sure there's reasons out there that Kelly can tell me about it.
Sure. But, we'll go into therapy later, right?
Yeah. Okay. But as far as, like, the day, I mean, it's going to be the same answer. You know, there comes a point where everything's done, first of all. Okay? So I had some hiccups, and if something's not delivered or if something's not there or, you know, something's late or it rains, you just have to, it's like, okay, like, you have to keep it moving, because if you're stressed on that day and you let something take away from you getting your hair done and, you know, getting your dress on and just, like, having champagne with your friends, like, if you're stressing about something that's, like, not in that room, that's not present, it's going to ruin everything. And all that matters is, like, getting down the aisle and having so much fun. So my biggest advice is that day, just focus on everything that is there. And if something goes wrong, it wasn't meant to be, and it just doesn't matter, because in the big picture, when you look back on that day, you're not going to worry if this linen wasn't right or I was missing coffee cups. You know, if something happens, it happens.
You know, I have to share with everybody that this woman, she is extremely chill, and what I learned right away, because I can get very caught up in future things, and, you know, Alyssa got married before me. I was engaged, but, you know, watching her savor her experience woke me up to really enjoy the process and be present in what was happening. Because, you know, yes, I am very aware this is a very big time of divorce, but, listen, it should happen unless – I'm going in hoping it's happening just once in my life. And that's why we have to savor every little moment. So you brought up another point that I want to talk about, and we're going to bring it back up when we go after break, but it's being able to receive. I think that, again, I hate to just pigeonhole women, but sometimes it's hard for us to thank you, receive, take it, be showered with love. People love you. You deserve it. And that all ties into worth. And your worth is infinite, by the way. If you're questioning your worth, I'm here to tell you it's infinite. There is no capacity of any sort of increment that could ever define your worth, because it's just endless. And we're going to talk about that, whether you're a bride or a woman or a man or wherever you are in your life. We're going to start talking about worth when we come back from break. Real quick, how can we reach you, Alyssa?
You can reach me on Facebook. My name is Alyssa Coons.
Awesome. And with me, contact me anytime. Go on to the live message board, shineonwithkelly.com, Shine On Wellness on Facebook, and at the Shine On Girl on Instagram and Twitter. We will be back with a whole conversation on delicious worth when we come back. See you soon.
Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com today.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I was just saying with Alyssa Coons, our guest today, this is going too fast. I was, you know, when you get excited for things and you daydream about them, like I was so excited to be able to have this show, you know, live from a new place. I reside, and so does Alyssa, in New York City, which is why sometimes you might hear a siren whenever I'm airing. But today we're in New Orleans, and what a special place. Celebrating with a group of an amazing friends and sister women. My incredible sister hosted this. She did a great job. So feeling very grateful and very humbled. I have my best friend, my soul sister, Alyssa Coons here. She is a yogi. She's an artist. And she has found her way as a very powerful force in the corporate world. And so I'm so excited that you're here. And so for the end of our show today, we're going to get into a juicy topic, and that is worth. And because if we don't recognize our worth, then it kind of prevents us from taking steps, taking action. You know, confidence is a result of taking action. But sometimes if we don't feel worthy of it, we never take the steps. So listen, I think everybody in life goes through challenging times and dark times, and those times are really our tests, right, and how we get out of them. But I really hope that we can talk right now about how we can understand our worth. For Alyssa, you know, how she found her place in the corporate field or found the right healthy partner for her. So, Alyssa, can you share with us your relationship to worth, maybe when you didn't realize it and how you got to where you are now?
Yeah. Well, getting into like this healthy relationship that, you know, led to my marriage taught me a lot about self-worth. And, you know, it's not something that I found on my own. Like I found it through a partner. I found, and with my job, like everything kind of came together. But I think that just like that talking about like receiving, like letting somebody be kind to me, and letting these things like come in. Like it took me like a little bit of softening. Like I had to kind of, you know, try to embrace like being what like self-worth was, because it was so much easier to just kind of, you know, try to just screw it all and not let it happen. And then slowly it just like started creeping up on you. You know, it's almost now like at the job that I'm at, when I learned it at home and I feel my worth at home and in my relationship, you know, when I want certain things, like I'm able to ask for them if I'm uncomfortable or if I don't like how something is going, like at work or in my life, like I'm able to articulate it and let people, you know, kind of know what's going on with me. And it doesn't have to necessarily be about I'm worthy of this, I get this, I get that. But it's being able to speak up, I think, is how I really understood my own self-worth, because other people and other things listen. And when that happens, like that's when you feel, you know, valid and deserving. So that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah, you know, and your voice is a great point, you know. I know for me, I definitely had my dark days, and that's the whole reason why Shine On Radio exists and this company I created exists. It's because, you know, in my dark times when I was at a war with my body, I didn't understand really who I was, and I'm still learning every day, but just I didn't understand my worth and I didn't see my inner beauty. And I remember one day after, you know, accepting some not so healthy love or relationship or lack thereof, really, I declared to the universe, I said, you know what? This is it. I am not going to let anyone into this big heart of mine until I love myself first. But I didn't know, you know, bringing up that Martin Luther King quote, you know, so I didn't see the staircase. I just knew I had to take one step. And I think that we keep that in mind in all aspects of life. You know, for me, to understand my worth and my inner beauty was I had to heal relationship to food. That was where I started. You know, Lissy said, okay, I knew I needed to start. So I started letting maybe people in more that were kind. You know, some people put up a wall. So all great points. So for all that are listening out there now, Alyssa, what would be your recommendation for, you know, maybe a person who doesn't feel worthy or is struggling with understanding that they are enough or that they're not too much, that they're perfect the way they are?
I guess like a start like is seeing like the wins with self-worth in the forms that they are. Like, you know, I mentioned like if you're in a situation and something you feel uncomfortable, something's wrong, or, you know, you don't like how something's going, you know, speak up. It doesn't mean that you have to have that big first step aha moment, but just start to take like little things and do it that way. And as you see, you know, you ask for something and then you'll see yourself get it back, or maybe you'll be able to say, I want to do this or I want this. And when you're able to do it, you say, aha, like this does, you know, it works. Like people are doing this with me or for me, and starting to notice it in all the little ways in life. And it'll just start to build and build and build. It doesn't mean like if you're feeling down or you're feeling unworthy, you know, not everyone does have like that big moment. So mm-hmm. just try to incorporate it in your life like as much as you can. I would say that start there.
Yeah. Yeah. The one, again, we're talking those one little steps at a time. You know, maybe the big aha moment doesn't come yet, but it's on its way for sure. Awesome. Alyssa, this has been so incredible. I want to just tie into ending here. You know, you are an artist, you are a yogi. How would you say you bring that creativity to your job and your life as a whole now? Well, how does that keep you at your own healthy, authentic place by honoring those sides of you?
Sure. So obviously, like, you know, like I said, I work for a corporate company. I'm an outside sales position, and I meet every day a million different people, and my job's about forming relationships. And, you know, sometimes I'm meeting and working with a grocery store clerk, and other times I'm meeting in a big fancy corporate lawyer and lawyer's office. And I am myself all the time. Like this, the energy that comes from being a yogi or a spiritual person or what makes me happy. You know, if I'm heading into a meeting and I am meeting with somebody important, there's nothing that stops me from texting on them with like a million smiley faces, like be there in 10 minutes. You know, it's you have to bring your own self into your job, and then that's what will make you successful because you're able to be you in your own space. If I had to like leave my like happy-go-lucky attitude like at the door and then step into this, you know, snooty, stubborn world that everyone paints as corporate, I wouldn't survive. So I think I have to just keep it me. And then if it doesn't work for somebody, well, then that's somebody I don't need to work with. So it's fine.
And you know what? Way to go out with a bang there, because honestly, I think at the end of the day, it's rocking who you are, owning what you got. And that's what owning your shine is. And so, you know, you can be, you know, a yogi and an artist in the corporate world, sure, and be authentic to your own voice. So I know for me, you know, the fifth chakra was always hard for me, finding my voice. But once you do, you know, you're stepping into your power. And as we said, there's a ripple effect that happens. You know, it's not like, yay, I understand my worth now. It's, oh, I learned this, or this happened, or just like toning any other muscle. So, Alyssa, I thank you so much. You were such an incredible guest. Let us know really quick how we can reach you again.
Thank you so, so much for having me, Kelly. I had so much fun. And if anyone wants to reach me, my name is Alyssa Koons on Facebook.
Fantastic. And I'm the founder of Shine On Movement. I'm the host of Shine On Radio. My name is Kelly Wadler. You can reach me at shineonwithkelly.com. I love, love, love connecting. And I hope I see you every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 Central Time, and 9 a.m. Pacific. And I'll see you back here on Monday at that time. Thank you so much. And to my soul sisters here in New Orleans, thanks for a great bash. Everybody have a wonderful week. We're thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. and shine on.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.